Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Medical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report, and we have Michelle here with lots of announcements and questions that you raised by calling the order line, 888-212-8871, or ordering at NutriMedical.com. We ship everywhere in the world, and we really appreciate your support and our support of your own health by getting the top nutraceuticals in the world. Michelle, please start with your announcements.
Well, hello, everyone. Great to be here on this June the 15th, the day after my birthday. I must say I'm not thrilled to have birthdays anymore, but it was nice. We had a pleasant day, didn't we, Bill?
Uh-huh.
And so here we move on to another year, another blessing. Another year is a blessing. I may say that our dear friend Vincent here has asked me again to put on a quick sale for Father's Day, so this is going to be super quick. You may miss it if you're not, you know, if you don't listen to the show, you probably will miss it, but it's only going to be Sunday and Monday. Real quick sale, because of course we have our great big sale coming up on Independence Day and Canada Day and all that
stuff. Couple weeks
so that's
away.
A real big one. This one here, of course, will still offer the wonderful 7% off on all supplements, plus the free shipping over $99. So everything's going to be the same as far as what it offers. However, it's going to be very brief. Sunday, Monday. So I'll put it up Saturday night before I go to bed.
And it's then run at 9 o'clock.
Down on Monday after I go.
9 o'clock Pacific or 12 o'clock Eastern.
Pardon?
On Saturday night.
What was that?
9 o'clock Pacific time,
mm-hmm.
And 12 o'clock Eastern time is roughly when you put it on the sale.
Yeah.
And it'll come off at basically a similar time on Monday evening.
Yeah, they probably get a few extra because I can't. You know, I'll probably do it late. You know, like Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we have visitors coming, too. Customers, friends, part of our NutriMedical family are visiting us tomorrow. I won't say any names or anything other than just say Marcia. But
yeah,
that could
yeah.
be anybody. We have quite a few Marcias in our NutriMedical family. So we're looking forward to that. That'll be a full day of fun stuff. And Bill's going to do a metapathia for her and her husband.
I'll also demonstrate some of the equipment that we have here, like the Sonic Life Machine. I have a professional one that does the epigenetic frequency therapy, my antenna with the epigenetic frequencies, some of the other devices we have, like, you know, that are here.
You're going to have fun, aren't you, Bill?
Yeah, it's called A Day with Dr. Bill, and anybody can do it. They can just have to arrange through Michelle to do that.
Yeah, so that's we have a fun weekend lined up. Besides our Father's Day quick day, so Bill, Father's Day, I should mention that. Thank you for being such a good daddy to everyone and all the four children that we have,
and the grandchildren.
And yes, we have three grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
So thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Needless to say, Bill's a great dad and a great grandpa. He's too good, actually. Aren't you?
I don't think there's such a thing as too good. Yeah. I don't think the thing is such as too nice.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah, I have my failings too, but I try to do the best I can.
Okay, well, speaking of that 5G or that antenna thing, William from Tennessee asked me if that, you know, what do you call that thing? Yeah, the antenna thing. Because I know Deborah Tavares, she's got one now. You made one.
Epigenetic frequency therapy.
That's what it is. Epigenetic frequency therapy.
Yeah, and there's several ways of distributing it, okay? The best way is the Sonic Life Machine. I just got off about 20 minutes of Sonic Life therapy, which is exercise with resistance bands tied to the ceiling, as well as turning on the epigenetic frequency treatment at the same time. Okay?
Tied to the ceiling. That sounds...
Well, the bands...
You're flying, are you?
Well, the bands are tied to the two athletic bar in the ceiling while I'm exercising on the Sonic Life Machine, but I have it also tuned in. You can actually hear the song of DNA being played through the machine while you're getting your treatment. That's the best. You can also have an acupuncturist, two acupoint needles at the acupoints, but our antenna is what I call the next best treatment besides the Sonic Life, and it's a lot cheaper. And you just get a 10-inch antenna, and we broadcast the MPT frequencies into the area of your room.
Well, William's question, Bill, was can you use FM transmitter to get that to work? Would you be able to use an FM transmitter?
That's what this is.
A radio.
Well, you can. We have already an amplifier. I already have a package.
So you could he?
No. I want him to use my technique and my machine and my stuff.
Oh.
Okay, I want him to use my amplifier, my antenna, my cables, and so on, so I know everybody's getting the same package that has the same things. Yeah.
All right. My dear friend Ken called this morning. How you doing, Ken, over there in Georgie?
Right.
He wanted to know, I guess he was. You had your hemp oil guy on again, right?
Right. We had Jim Cole on talking about the CBD nanotech hemp oil, yeah.
And he says, Ken's question was, he thought he heard you say that if you take the Omega Supreme Pro daily, which I do and which Ken does too,
right,
then you don't need the hemp oil.
Oh, no, there's not an and-or thing. Hemp is good, but of course I always tell people before you're doing that, you're taking Calm Mind and Brain Mate to calm your nervous system down. You're taking de-stress hormones like our Cell Defense Plus, Cell Detox Glutathione, Ultrathione B1. It's an addition.
What do you take it for? What's it for?
CBD oil. There's cannabinoid receptors throughout your nervous system, so for pain control, for nausea control, for vertigo, for stress response in the body. We have our stress hormones, stress nutraceutical like stress to go in 5-HTP. This is just an add-on. And the hemp oil is very good, though. If you have, let's say, cancer, it will actually help your body fight the cancer. It helps reduce cancer nausea. It helps reduce pain and chronic pain syndromes. But you have to be taking other nutraceuticals first.
The only problem is, though, isn't it a multi-level, though?
That's fine. Yeah, it is. But this particular.
So how do you buy the hemp oil from NutriMedical if it's a multi-level?
Yeah, you just go on and you can just purchase it. You don't have to join a multi-level. You can purchase it.
How do you do that?
You just go to our byproduct link for CBD oil, and it's right there, and you can purchase it, or you can sign up. The thing is...
So you can just purchase a bottle. You don't have to do the whole...
Oh, no. And the thing is that if you sign up, and it's not very expensive to sign up. If you sign up, you're going to get a lot of people because we have a lot of downline that are being built, just like we have under Carrot Bars. Carrot Bars is multi-level, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have a lot of people downline. I just got a call the other day, a lady who has signed up a lot of people under her, and she wants to do some more work with our guy Jim Deal, et cetera, so I'll be passing on the information to him. So I'm not against multi-levels if they're high-quality products. This is better than the ones I saw at the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. There are four different companies there selling CBD oil. There's tons of research. It's better than marijuana. It doesn't have the side effects, but it has all the positive benefits. So, I'm not against a multi-level if it's a high-quality product and it's a good, technique, and it's not a weird kind of multi-level. It's very straightforward.
But then again, you don't have to. You just go on and purchase it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with that. You can just purchase the product, yeah.
Okay. Danny, actually your name is Patricia, but Danny's her nickname, from Santa, California.
Right.
Wanted to know if full vitamin K2 can change the viscosity of the blood. I was thinking that's natokinase, right?
Natokinase will do that, yeah.
But
full vitamin K2 reverses calcification of arteries, helps to calcify your bones by stimulating the osteoblasts, and helps to prevent metastatic calcification of your pineal gland and the choroid plexus in your ventricles and your brain.
All right.
So it's vitamin K2 very important. And by the way, do you know where vitamin K2 comes from? Either comes from our bottles, because you take it.
Comes from a bottle,
Or for our nutraceuticals. And we have the best K2, by the way. Don't try to get elsewhere. But it comes from probiotic bacteria. So our living probiotic ultra and our living probiotic, et cetera, that's where it's generated in your bowel. So these bacteria actually generate anti-cancer molecules like K2 and other molecules that prevent cancer and heart disease. So if you don't have K2, you're going to calcify your plaque in your arteries and your heart.
Wow.
Another research study I just reviewed was they did a comparative study between drugs for heart failure, Entresto and Enalapril. Mm-hmm. And Entresto is about 5% better than Enalapril, which is the ACE receptor blocker. But if you take CoQ10 ubiquinol, mm-hmm. which is our more absorbed form, but we have both the non-crystallizing CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol, take CoQ10 hours, which is a super high absorbed form, you only have 9% vitality in 5 years compared to 22% for Entresto and 27% for Enalapril. So the CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol taken with our Cardiovasc will reduce heart failure mortality three times more than even the highest expensive drug available for heart failure.
Really quick, last night, the Cell Defense Plus, when I was taking it, you told me that that's curcumin, that right. was very good for fighting cancer, too.
Exactly. It's the only nutraceutical in the world that makes cancer mother cells, stem cells, go away, disappear.
That's a Cell Defense Plus.
Cell Defense Plus, curcumin, yeah. yeah. Only one.
Cool.
If you like alkaline water,
attention all shoppers for good health. You're at the right place. So, Michelle, start with your questions.
Yeah, let's get into the emails now. You ready?
Absolutely.
Miriam from her iPhone. Hello, God bless your efforts for our kids. I am Miriam from Texas. I have two kids, autistic. I'm looking for a contact with you, and my question is, some people recommend the hyperbaric oxygen therapy and others say it's harmful. What is your opinion for autism?
Yeah, hyperbaric oxygen is like level, what I call 3 or 4. You want to start off with several things. First, you have to describe what is autism. You tell me, what do you think it is, Michelle?
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Well, I know my son, Stephen, works with special needs children, and I've met a lot of wonderful children and young adults with autism.
What do you think it is, though? Just give me a layperson's kind of... What do you think autism is?
It seems like they have difficulty arranging their thoughts to be able to express themselves. That they have a lot of things that they have bottled up inside because they can't express it down. Sometimes
yeah.
you'll see they're very intelligent, too. They just can't communicate it.
Okay. What you have to describe is autism is actually a form of vaccine and toxic food and induced brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to medical school in 1973, we had rounds in 1974, and we only had one person estimated in 4,600 got autism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that we, of course, have other things that are put in the bag of autism, autism spectrum disorder, ADD, ADHD, Asperger syndrome, where they have relatively higher IQs, but they're disconnected. If you actually do a SPECT blood flow scan and you do a T1 weighted MRI scan looking for myelination, they've got the myelination to the frontal lobes and some association areas of their cortex. And on the quantitative EEG, you actually see abnormal voltages and coherence. So if you're going to learn something, you have to have the same phase and frequency of different parts of your brain in order for you to form a neural network. So in autism, you have to correct several things. First, you got to correct your neurotransmitters. That means you need to take Cognition Plus and Brain Power and Brain Mag. And then you have to take Minerals Plus because it helps to convert it, and things like BioLVR, which will help convert the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes to make neurotransmitters. That's transmitters are number one. Number two, you want to remyelinate the brain, so you want to take Omega Supreme Pro, we talked about it earlier, and NeuroJet to remyelinate the different parts of the brain, and you may even add sphingolin, which is a myelin-basic protein we use even for MS. So that's the remyelination of the brain. You can speed up that metabolic process with photochromic light therapy, the brain cap, or even just the pads over the eyes. Brain cap, of course, works for traumatic brain injury and Asperger's or autism because there's abnormal metabolism in the brain and abnormal activation of what's called the RAS cells. There's three classes. If the reticular activating cells are misactivated, the drugs they try to use are Pimeline and Xylert and Ritalin, and they activate specific class of cells to wake you up, which is the opposite of what a normal person. That's why if you give an autistic child or a person with ADD a coffee, it puts them to sleep. It's the opposite of what you think, because it wakes up the cells that actually make you go sleepy time.
Mm-hmm.
So hyperbaric oxygen is very helpful. I recommend you get an ozone machine, which we have. We sell them the ozone, and I will set up the lease purchase for the hyperbaric. Do not go directly to Summit to see or any other company. We have the best, and I arrange everything on the lease. I recommend also a hyperbaric oxygen concentrator, which I can also arrange through a company that I've got a relationship with, and I can get that for you too. Those are called level 4. I recommend we use brain peptides and a whole series of nutraceuticals to try to improve the brain function. But it's very important that you actually supply Vitamin Mineral Mix, because those are our proper minerals and amino acids, including maldigestion. A lot of these kids have maldigestion, and they have food allergies. If they're maldigesting their food, they may need Digestes and Gastrozyme and probiotics so that they normalize their gut, because often their gut's screwed up. Once you start normalizing amino acids and minerals with our Vitamin Mineral Max or Mix, which is the powder, and Minerals Plus, then you can start turning on the genes to start healing their tissues, because their tissues have been damaged by vaccines, number one, and number two, by toxic food that they're allergic to because of pesticides. So it's a...
So what about Cognition Plus? I thought
that... This is number one. I mentioned Cognition Plus and Brain Power right off the bat here.
So that's after the Vitamin Mineral Max?
That's the first. No, that's first.
Right.
With the Vitamin Mineral Max. You put them all together, that's level one. Hyperbaric oxygen is like level...
the most important.
Hyperbaric oxygen is like level 3 or 4. You want to use photochromic light therapy with a brilliant cap, and the peptides will be, level 3. But level 1 is the Cognition Plus and Vitamin Mineral Mix and the Brain Power and Brain Mag, etc.
In that order, because if she's on a tight budget and she has children.
Cognition Plus and Brain Power and Vitamin Mineral Mix would be the starters.
Yeah.
And then we can add to that. But if she's talking about hyperbaric oxygen, that's level 3 or 4, and I do the other things first.
Okay, next bill is...
By the way, you have to increase the acetylcholine levels. Mm-hmm. The research has shown if you use CDP choline, which we have, cytidine choline, uridine or uridine monophosphate, and ultrasimon B1, you can repair the acetylcholine deficiency in autism.
So that's to add on.
That's level 1. That's essential.
Yeah.
If you don't repair acetylcholine...
You can open those capsules just like I do for Kelsey every day.
Yeah, you can make a smoothie in the morning and then give it to them, little mini smoothies during the day.
Yeah.
Or just drinks it with juice, Mineral Mix, and which is a fruit-flavored juice, and a powder, and water or juice, and then you can dilute it and add the other capsules to it. It's very pleasant.
John Bill from Thailand. Hello, Dr. Bill. I'm a listener of your radio show, and we have a clinic in Thailand, and we're looking for some good supplement protocols. We wanted to know how you recommend to supplement the following conditions. The first one, he says, is weight loss.
Well, you have to understand what obesity is. They did a study at the University of Philadelphia, published about 12 years ago, and they pair-matched men and women of the same height and sex, and obese people have a metabolism that's blunted by 25 to 40%. So obese people are not overeaters, they're basically under-metabolizers. They always have elevated insulin level and elevated reverse thyroid hormone, which blocks your thyroid receptor in your mitochondria, so they shut off their metabolism. So you have to attack the reason why they have elevated insulin and basically type 2 hypothyroidism. So they all need metathyroid, they all need things like diabetoline and berberstatin to lower insulin and glucagon. The diabetoline and the biotin plus will lower insulin, and the chromium organic will lower insulin, and the glucagon is lowered by berberstatin. They also have elevated stress hormones, so you want to take stress to go, because if you're elevated stress hormones, you're going to get a mild form of Cushingoid syndrome, and it elevates the production of fat cells and fat storage if you have elevated insulin, glucagon, and cortisol. If you don't attack those, that's why they did a study, and they found that to maintain their weight after, let's say, going to a fat farm or weight loss clinic or one of these other diet things that they sell online, that you have to keep your calorie intake down 25 to 40% below normal just to maintain your weight so you don't blow back up again.
Mm-hmm.
So now you need exercise. The best exercise is the Sonic Life. That's the best exercise machine. It'll raise your metabolic rate. Equivalent 10 minutes will raise the equivalent rate of an hour of aerobics, like running or whatever. Sonic Life, okay?
Treadmill's good too, though.
It's way better than treadmill. There's no comparison.
It's number two, treadmill?
Treadmill's number two. Yeah, but number one is Sonic Life. It's way amazing, okay? And the reason is because of the sine wave curve affecting all the muscle groups in your central organs. That's why women are getting you know, their uterus is falling down or whatever, even exercises the smooth muscles to prevent it from needing surgery.
So well, that's interesting.
It increases so bone density.
Will help that?
Yes, it'll actually reverse it. 99% cure, just using that machine, no surgery needed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder it's so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a lease. It's a lease. You can write it off, too.
Okay.
Over the last 4
And Michelle, you have some more inquiries for her health.
He had a couple more questions, your gentleman there from Thailand, from the clinic. The next one he wanted to know is diabetes, the protocol for diabetes.
Well, what is diabetes? I've been researching it since the early 1980s and before. And I worked with Dr. Otto Heumann, the head of pathology at the University of Calgary. And what we discovered when we did an insulin glucose tolerance test is elevated insulin levels are present, which nobody else in the world had found. 5 years later, Dr. Ravens at Stanford replicated part of our research, and we measured insulin as well as glucagon, ACTH, cortisol, etc., T3 and reverse T3, which we brought the test over from Germany. So, firstly, here's my theory about what diabetes. Diabetes is basically insulin resistance in your skeletal muscles. Most of the resistance in early pre-diabetic or hypertensive cases is insulin resistance in your skeletal muscles. And the reason is, say 219,000 years ago, our ancestors in Northern Europe, Neanderthal and Homo sapiens sapiens, in order for them to survive famine, they had to shut down their muscles from using sugar and force them to use fatty acids so they'd survive famine. They also had to blunt or turn off their metabolism. So they lost copper, zinc, superoxide, dismutase in their muscles. So they need to take our mineral supply that has copper and zinc, and maybe need an additional copper because copper is blocked in one of the primary things in skeletal muscle to cause insulin resistance. You need to also take chromium and dibetylene, in chromium organic, dibetylene, and biotin plus to lower insulin resistance. You have to lower glucagon levels with berberstatin, and you have to lower cortisol levels because if they're elevated from the stress hormones, they're going to make you fat. In other words, if you just take, after the Second World War, they actually gave people shots of insulin for the diabetic, for basically putting body mass on. These people are wasted down to skin and bones from, say, Holland or Germany. And when we arrived there, they actually used insulin as a anabolic hormone to actually make them put muscle mass on so they wouldn't waste away and have their bones break.
Now, this protocol you're giving is for diabetes type 2. Is type 1 the same?
Well, type protocol? 1 actually always converts into a kind of type 2-1. I call it type 3.
Are the protocols different for type 1 and type 2?
Virtually the same.
Yeah.
Virtually the same. Because what happens is you damage your pancreas with the antibodies against the islet cells, and then the islet cells come back, but then they may not have a physiological response to blood sugar, so your insulin is not appropriate, and you develop insulin resistance. So type 1 diabetics, if not properly managed, will switch and become partially type 2. So our diabetogenic diet in North America is way too many rapidly absorbed carbs. 100 years ago, or say 110 years ago, if you got a piece of bread, say, in the western United States, it took you 24 hours to metabolize it, and there were little tiny rocks in it from the wheel that was used to grind the wheat. Now, that's why the ancient Egyptians ground their teeth down, because they used the same kind of technology. So if you actually look at the bodies of ancient Egyptians, their teeth were ground down because when they ate their bread, there were little tiny micro rocks in their bread. Now, our bread now, if you get white bread or other breads, they're absorbed in like 20 minutes. Bam! That's why it's called a white bread glycemic index table that Dr. Ravens developed in his research at Stanford, and also there's some doctors in South Africa that worked on this as well. So you gotta approach everything. You want to be a low glycemic index diet. You want to have small meals, and you mainly want to have complex carbohydrates with a glycemic index under 50. And you want to take your nutraceuticals, and you have to repair the mineral deficiency. You can also add other things like our epigenetic frequency therapy, like with the antenna. You can take our nutraceuticals to lower insulin resistance. It's very important to get the right kind of exercise. The Sonic Life is the best if you're somebody that's already really heavy or can't exercise. You can get on the Sonic Life machine and start boosting their metabolism.
What is leptin metabolic best for, weight loss or diabetes?
Both, and also for osteoarthritis, because a lot of people don't realize elevated insulin level makes increased nitroperoxy radical in the joints.
What does the leptin do again?
It lowers leptin resistance and insulin resistance throughout your body, so it's very helpful.
I thought that was an important one, too.
Well, it is, but it's an add-on after you do the diabetoline and berberstatin and stress to go.
Chromium.
And chromium organic, yeah, exactly.
The other one he wanted was HIV.
HIV is easy to get rid of, and we have five antipathogenics. We have three. We have Neutrodyne, which is a Tesla-activated and Circassian monatomic iodine. We've got Allicin Med and my NutriSilver, which is the liposomal enzymatic activated atomic silver. We have immunoglobulins, Nutrimune 26Y, and we have NutriDefense. HIV, basically, the NutriDefense blocks the receptor binding domain for all viruses, destroys the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, and boosts natural killer cell activity against viruses, bacteria, parasites, as well as cancer. So that's easy to get rid of, and you can measure viral load at the beginning, at the end of, say, 2 or 3 months, and university wipes it out. Same with hepatitis C. You don't need to take expensive drugs that have side effects or bankrupt you, because the hepatitis C drugs are $10,000 a month.
And how about he also wants to know about erectile dysfunction?
Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to correct two things. Circulatory issues, because the penile artery may just be being blocked because there's plaque there, just like plaque in your coronary arteries. And number two, you want to correct male andropause. And the first thing that happens with male andropause is an increase in sex hormone binding globulin. So you want the Men's Max Plus, 4 capsules in the morning. The you want to have the what's called the...
Well, what would you take to get rid of the plaque?
Cardiovasc. Mm-hmm. CoQ10, Supreme CoQ10, Ubiquinol, mm-hmm. full vitamin K2, and natokinase.
You have to take all of those?
Yes, because you have to reverse the plaque, you have to take the vitamin K2, and you want to improve microcirculation. You got to stop the free radicals, which may include Gamma Plus, cell detox glutathione, and ultrasound B1. It's a difficult thing. The conventional doctors do not have adequate treatment. They'll do stupid things like giving you a LDL-lowering drug like Zocor, Lipitor, Crestor, which can cause rhabdomyolysis and your muscles dissolve and destroy your kidneys. But they also, when you lower LDL cholesterol, it castrates you, so it lowers male hormone, it lowers myelination of your brain, and it destroys CoQ10, so your heart, basically the primary thing that prevents you from going to heart failure is CoQ10. So you destroy it, and you guarantee that if you have heart failure, you're going to die. Hmm. Okay, stupid, hey? This is what doctors are doing still.
Wasn't Anthony Bourdain,
He was on Zocor.
God rest, take care of poor.
It makes you depressed too, because
didn't he have LDL? Wasn't he on some medication?
He was on Zocor.
Yeah, and that's not a good
Zocor.
Thing.
And by the way, remember your brother-in-law? He was on Crestor, and he ended up with muscle aches. He's an athlete. I mean, this is a guy. He's a serious athlete, a golfer, etc. And he was getting
tennis.
He was really he was a tennis pro, and he couldn't even walk upstairs when he was on this drug within a few weeks. So it's extremely dangerous, extremely stupid, and don't ever use a cholesterol-blocking drug, an LDL drug. Dangerous and insane.
And finally, this clinic wants to know about anti-aging.
Well, I have a whole series of anti-aging nutraceuticals. There's
what
about
are your
20.
Top ones? Let's just say your top five anti-aging drugs.
Microdose, which releases growth hormone, Anti-Age Max, which is our links to your telomere on the end of your chromosomes. Mm-hmm. NDME to bring minerals into your nucleoplasm. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. And then, of course, things that increase your energetics of your cells, such as sports energy, like increasing ATP and the NADH tablets.
Oh, okay. That's
and then, of course, you need to have a pro anti-inflammatory fatty acids, Omega Supreme Pro. And the vitamin, you need minerals, because the longest living population in the world have minerals. And that's why the vitamin mineral max or mix and the minerals plus are important, because without the trace minerals, you can't turn your genes on.
Next is Mario from San Bernardino,
California. Just want to mention
one
other thing.
What?
If there's doctors at clinics and around the world, I'll train them how to use it. They can purchase larger amounts of nutraceuticals from us. We do not take the label off and let them private label, or we do not wholesale, but we will give a professional price if they want to purchase a large amount. But do not remove the label and try to rebrand it. Our products for your clinic, but I will provide the protocols for you.
Okay, so Mario says, hello, Dr. Bill. I have an 11-year-old boxer dog who's experiencing arthritic pain within the last 7 months and is continuing to worsen. Is there anything you'd recommend that he could benefit from?
You can open the arthritics. How big is the dog? He's about, probably
he's
what,
a boxer. Huh?
Boxer. He's probably about 25 to 40 pounds, right?
I don't know. I'd say about these.
Yeah, so
at least 30, 40.
Okay, so let's say he'd be taking about a quarter of an adult dose of arthritics. So half an arthritics capsule twice a day will help that. Also, he wants to take anti-inflammatories. I'd try Inflamex, probably one capsule Inflamex twice a day. And I'd give him Joint Performance and Tendon and put it in his doggy food.
Okay, thank you.
But that will help him to put, they open these up and make a little slurry and put it in his dog food, and that'll help. Michelle, you have more questions? Go right ahead.
Okay, let's go with Paul from Qualicum Beach in British Columbia, Canada. Dear Michelle and Dr. Bill, I do appreciate the great products you provide and love the radio show. A question for Dr. Bill. He mentioned on a previous show that there's a mountain red deer velvet, DR, delayed release, which is able to pass the stomach without getting obliterated, his words, he says. However, I don't see this reflected in the current product info. No, it's not on the one that
actually,
we have.
Actually, we have an update from Dylan over at...
I'm going to read that in two
yeah.
seconds, okay? He said someone else was using some kind of liposomal delivery, but...
No, there's no liposomal delivery for mountain red velvet, no.
No.
No, that's not true.
Anyways, we did get an email, didn't we, Bill, on my birthday at 3.06 p.m., and it's from our guy in Chula Vista that's doing our Mountain Red Deer bottling, and he says, we should be wrapping up a big bottling run tomorrow. We should be bottling tomorrow night.
That's last night.
Then yeah. in a couple of days testing, and we're ready to ship on Tuesday.
High five. Now, the thing is that the, let me explain why I developed the DR caps. I've been doing research for years on what is anti-aging.
Yeah.
If you look at the populations that live, have 100 times more centenarians than people live to be 100.
Oh, you didn't mention mountain red deer. Our red deer velvet, DR, for anti-aging.
I'm going to, just let me finish.
No, but in the other protocol. You forgot it.
Well, I didn't mention it because it wasn't available.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so anyway... what my research has found that the only time you don't age is when you're in utero, when you're a baby.
Right.
And the reason is the placenta is actually part of our genetics. People think of it as separate, like it's from the mama. No, it's not from the baby. So the human beings have a genetics to actually make a placenta. Now, placenta, it develops two things. It generates 300-plus biomolecules and six hormones, but it also generates a morphogenetic frequency like the brain does when it sends it down to the tissues so the liver stays a liver.
Uh-huh.
And the if you can preserve the molecules so they're not destroyed, then they actually get to the terminal part of the small bowel called the ileum. They get myosinized and go through what's called the splanchnic circulation to the bowel wall and then to the liver, and then they go to the general target organs. When you take our new Mountain Red Velvet DR, it's the only one in the world. Nobody else has anything even like this. Anyway, what happens is those molecules literally returning to the fetal state, so you're actually in that process slowing and or reversing aging. The first product from World Looking to Degree, what I call a zero aging product. Besides our red, you know, our microdose, which is actual growth hormone. It's not just a releaser, it's actual growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
What this does is it supplies you the building blocks. So your own stem cells are released when you go to REM sleep at night. So if you don't sleep, you don't rebuild your body. We also know that these stem cells can be increased with things like NDME to mineralize the brain and the pineal gland, and photochromic light therapy like Lumen Photon with a brilliant cap or the thing over the eyes on frequency number 3, which is the same frequency, by the way, of gold. And gold attaches to the histone proteins of DNA. They amplify the signal of noise activity to actually turn on your genes. That's why... Even my ancient ancestor Moshe, 2,800 years ago, right, and before that, I mean, 3,000 years ago, he used to make Oremus. Oremus is basically monoatomic gold, because gold amplifies your DNA signals. And this does it photochromatically. So our Mountain Red Velvet DR supplies a building box to rebuild your liver, your kidney, your brain, your eyes, your bones, anything. And you just take it, let's say one or two capsules three times a day, and your body will start rebuilding you.
Does the DA do something that the stomach acid doesn't get out of it or something?
The delayed release capsule gets a pepsin, which is the first digestive protein enzyme digestive in your stomach lining, and your acid in your stomach, and protects it from the succus entericus, which is the fluid that comes out of the pancreas, all the digestive enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
So the molecules are unaltered when they get mycelized. They're always destroyed, most of them, although some will get through if you take our old red to develop it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time in history that we are able to make a molecule that returns you to the fetal state.
Cool.
So we're combining that and making an orchestra of technology like the epigenetic frequency therapy, remineralizing our new minerals that we have, of course, we're working on as well. So we have the protein, amino acid, chelate minerals in our vitamin mineral max and mix, so they bypass the ion channels. We have things like NDME that bring the minerals into your DNA to actually turn on your genes. So a whole bunch of an orchestra, like hyperbaric oxygen therapy, the lumen photon photochromatic. I just talked to Dr. Hipskind, the neurologist on the board, and they're getting a new set of engineers, and they'll be working with them trying to put the frequencies through the light pads as well.
Now, Bill, you're going to have to put up the Mountain Red Deer, or not Mountain, it's called Red Deer Velvet.
It's called Red Deer Velvet DR.
This weekend, before Sunday, or maybe I can help you do that. Father's Day sale, wouldn't that be a great pre-order? Because it'll be in the... taking orders. I already have orders for it.
Right, but I'll have it up, and when the bottle arrives, we'll take a bottle pick and have the bottle
so
up.
So
yeah.
Just put the
but it'll be
bare bones.
Yeah.
Susan from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Hello, Dr. Deagle. I'm a 66-year-old retired nurse who has recently been diagnosed with congested heart failure. I am on a very strict budget, but would like to inquire about what three cardio products you'd recommend for this condition.
Okay. Cardiovasc.
Yep.
CoQ10.
Yep.
Supreme Ubiquinol.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vascucare Carnitine.
Okay. Thank you.
She only wanted three. That's the top three that she needs.
Michael, in an email.
By the way, the research in that has shown that combination will dramatically reduce her heart failure, even more than Entresto, which is the top drug.
Right. Michael, in an email, I recently watched a video of yours on YouTube regarding the product Allicin Med. What you had to say about the product seemed very interesting. Would you recommend Allicin Med for mycotoxins? Our family was living in a home with black molds. Two of us are dealing with mental fog, always tired, and skin problems like open wounds ever since. We were tested, and it was found that we have mycotoxins. Any information you could provide would be appreciated. Thank you for your time and what you do for the world with your knowledge.
Mycotoxin is, if you're in a sick mold, you actually have the mold in your body. Most people think their tissues are sterile. They're delusional. Everybody's loaded up with all kinds of cell pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungi, parasites, all kinds of stuff. In fact, when I do a metapathia scan, even before we do confirmatory tests, people are always shocked when I find, Enterobius vermicularis worms, or I find fungi, or I find other toxic pathogens growing in the lower gut that can deconjugate toxins and cause cancer.
Mm.
So easy sneezy. We use Allicin Med, two capsules three times a day for the first few weeks, and drop to one three times a day. Neutrodyne, NutriSilver to knock off the pathogens, also to assist your immune system, NutriImmune 26Y. And there's often co-toxins, so if you have a bad fungi, your immune system is deficient, so if there's stealth viruses, they're going to go crazy too, so you want to take Nutri Defense.
Oh, listen to this one, Bill. This email is going to get Bill going. Jennifer from Roseville, California. I've purchased zeolite from you for years and encourage members of my group HEAL, it's called, Health and Environmental Alliance, to buy it from your site. One of my members, however, sent me a copy of an article from Dr. Frank Schallenberger's Second Opinion newsletter. In June, citing multiple studies of zeolite not only unable to remove lead, aluminum, uranium, mercury, and cadmium, but it actually increased the lead concentration in the body's gastric acid. He said the only thing zeolite is good for is removing C-E-S-I-U-M. The bottom line, he is recommending not taking zeolite unless it's free of lead, cadmium, aluminum, arsenic, and mercury.
Okay, first off...
So my question to you, is this product safe?
Okay, the first thing is we have the only non-acid wash zeolite that carries no heavy metals when it gets into your body.
Yes.
It works in the gut only. That's why we recommend your first thing is Keeler Max. Three capsules for an adult male and two for an adult female.
What do you think about doctor's thing either?
Well, Schellenberg is a fool, okay? Let me explain. First off, our non-acetylite is the only non-acetylite in the world. And when you alter the cage, it doesn't effectively pull heavy metals. Ours does.
Yeah.
Ours is also cheaper than these other ones, but it's a better product. Now, usually 13 drops in water three times a day, and while it works in the gut, it actually will pull out all heavy metals, uranium, cadmium, cesium, titanium, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But your first step is to take Keeler Max. It works also in your tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And the Keeler Max is three capsules, twice a day for male, two for female, twice
a
day.
You always isolate when you take Keeler Max so that it doesn't pull out other good minerals.
Well, it will pull out some, but you want to take Vitamin Max and Mix and Mineral Plus.
Separately,
in between meals. And the Keeler Max is taken morning and night. The liquid zeolite is taken three times a day. So Schellenberger's an idiot.
Okay.
And you can only confirm it if you do red and white cell whole heavy metal mineral testing. And there's ways of doing it, like dual-coupled nuclear spectroscopy.
I need to say goodbye.
So he doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't say his sources for mineral analysis.
I need to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Who's on next, Bill?
Harvey Schlanger from Berlin, Germany, from the LaRouche Foundation.
And don't forget the Father's Day sale Sunday and Monday. You might announce it more.
I will announce it later, yeah. Absolutely.
God bless.
I tried other... AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.